I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because, in fact, what has happened in Tata's case, while it was a noble idea for him to come up with the statement, but he definitely knew the consequence, and I want to believe he was prepared for it. He was one of those people who put that policy in place. They first expelled Tegere from the party for saying his peace of mind and for saying things that haunted ZANU-PF 10 years after. And the second person to be expelled was Margaret Dongo. And they said she's a sellout. Mtaka is now joining the boat of sellouts because he has also been expelled. But anyway, the lesson to learn for both of them is that when you are in power, life is like a circle. What goes around comes around. So when they are putting policies, they should not look at personalities. They should look at the society as a whole. But in the event that the thing turn around, what will happen to me? What they forget is that they've developed a structure that was undemocratic, that they cannot even break through, and that was their mistake.
We also understand that there will be a mini-cabinet reshuffle when Mr. Mugabe comes back. What is your take on this?
If there is going to be a further reshuffle, oh my God, I welcome it. And I still insist, I welcome it. Because 30 years after independence, we can't have the same people being recycled.